This is a great idea. And, you know, Chicago's chefs have been doing so much. Sometimes we hear about what they're doing. Sometimes we don't. And this is happening in Evanston. Sarah Stegner is kind of the leader of this. She is the co-owner of Prairie Grass Cafe, a great place, and co-executive chef. She is renowned all across America. Sarah, welcome to WGN. How are you? Sarah.
On.
There we go.
Hi.
How are you?
Hi. I'm good. Thank you for having me on.
Oh, it's a pleasure. So, first of all, let me back up a step before I talk about specifically what's going on in Evanston, and we will, but you for a very long time have said, you know what, we are going to get together as professionals, professional chefs, and we're going to make a difference. Can you tell me about how this all began?
Yeah, Chicago Chef Cook is an organization that I co-founded, part of. It's only a small group of us. And what we do is respond to chefs' desires to support things that are happening in the world, try and make it better. And many of these things have actually not been local. They've been overseas. So we've raised money for the earthquake victims in Turkey and Syria, for the fire victims, particularly the restaurants and their employees in Maui. We did that one recently. Mm-hmm. There was an agricultural flood where it hit the farms really hard in one area of Italy, and they lost something like 1 million wheels of Parmesan and the heads of cattle that, you know, the cattle that they get the milk from to make those cheese. And we raised money from them through the Italian Federation. So we've done a lot of work just in these past 2 years to make an impact in the world. And that doesn't mean that we haven't done local things. And this is one of the initiatives, and it's actually it's called a Love Fridge, and it's outside Soul and Smoke. And Heather and DeAndre are the chefs there and run and own a business. And they keep that pantry stocked almost year-round, them and the community. And so she reached out to me and said, you know, it would be really good if I had some backup during the holidays. And I was like, oh my gosh, yeah, of course. So we organized chefs, most of them from this area and the north side of Chicago for logistical reasons, to make a donation. And it's 25 individual meals. And we have a schedule that we've been working from the end of November to the first of the year. So we have drop-offs regularly, and Heather meets them there, or I go over there, and we make it work.
Okay, now we need to explain this. Now, this is one refrigerator that is found outside Soul and Smoke, is a community.
Yeah, it's actually like...
Go ahead.
Like a giant refrigerator.
And how does one, if there's some food insecurity going on in your family, and I believe it goes on more than we talk about, maybe more than we know.
I was shocked at the numbers.
Well, tell me.
It's something like 31% of the school population in Evanston is food compromised.
Wow.
I was like, how is that possible? That's crazy.
That is
so
crazy.
To me, yeah, it's crazy. The need out there across the board is intense, and it really matters. If you donate that one meal, it makes a difference.
Now, do you have to live in Evanston to take advantage of this?
I mean, it's just open to the public. It's just open.
Now, how does this work? Is there a secret combination to the lock on the fridge, or does someone
no,
come
it's
by?
Open.
All right, yeah, you have to explain it to me. And when is there what kind of food there? So if you stick your nose in the fridge, you could just choose anything, including Sarah Stegner made food from Prairie Grass Cafe. But there are so many other restaurants here, everything from an Ethiopian restaurant to Southern Kitchen, which means they probably have fried chicken, to DeSalvo's Pizza.
I actually don't know what Darnell Reed from Luella Southern Kitchen, he did a drop off. Tigis Retta from Demera, the Ethiopian Tigrayan restaurant, she did a drop off. Verzane, which is a pastry shop, who does, they also do savory foods. Arshia brought food up there. Tony Priolo from Piccolo Sonio, he did food for it. Like a pretty steady stream of well-known chefs are sharing what they do in their restaurants with this community. And to me, it's like there's also like raw product that you can take from the refrigerator. And Soul and Smoke puts out, you know, I've seen them put mac and cheese in there and brisket and stuff like that. And then when it's gone, it's gone. But
now, how do you know this is a cynical question here, Sarah, but how do you know people, I mean, mac and cheese, I'd go over there and grab it. So how do you know, not really, but well, maybe. So how do you know that people aren't going to 1601 Payne Street in Evanston, where Soul and Smoke is, and opening this giant fridge, which must be 12 feet high at least, and saying, okay, I'll take this, but they're not in need?
I think there are so many people that are just finding life to be challenging and are continually put in a state of having to make decisions whether they pay their rent or they put food on the table. And, you know, we can joke about it, but the reality of it is that, you know, it's astounding how many people need help.
Yeah.
And if you need help, it's there. And that it's sad. It's just sad. But I want to make sure that I have an opportunity to serve the community. Prairie Grass is thriving. We're doing well. People come here and enjoy our food. And that same food, I want to be able to put in there. Now, I'm not going every day. I am not doing what Heather, like, they're keeping it stocked. But to help and to make a difference feels really good. And the restaurant community rallies and does those things. And we have plans in the works for continuing that happening all next year.
Let me ask you a completely different question. The pandemic, of course, is long over. Some restaurants now there's this pent-up demand at some places where you can't even get into some restaurants. We'll be talking to Jason Lesniewicz coming up in just a few minutes from Choose Chicago about, well, what's happening over Christmas, over New Year's. And we've talked before, Jason and I, about how, well, you know, I may make a call or go online to try to get in, and, oh my gosh, the restaurant's filled up. But yet people are saying, Evanston's one of those places. Well, people aren't going to Evanston. Well, somebody's going because those restaurants are mighty busy. What's your take on that?
I think there is a demand for what we're doing. That it's not, people come for delicious food and they come to be taken care of. And when you come into a restaurant, the idea is that we're going to nurture you. We're going to meet your needs. We're going to exceed your expectations. We're going to give you delicious food and create that moment of calm. And we all lack that in our lives. Everybody is running and trying to take on as much as they can, either to raise their incomes, to take care of their kids, whatever the scenario. And restaurants provide that moment in time where you're doing nothing but being taken care of and dealing with the things that are important to you in your life with your friends. And I feel like it's a huge service to the community. So it's also about delicious, healthy, local food. If you're coming to a place like Prairie Grass or Cellador Provisions or North Pond, like restaurants like that are really championing local, I think that's also why people are coming, because they want those things.
Well, Sarah Stegner has been a leader in the restaurant community in and around the Chicago area and nationally for quite some time. This event, where the refrigerator we're talking about in Evanston, called the Community Fridge, is located outside Soul and Smoke at 1601 Payne Street in Evanston. So you could just come by or tell friends about it who you know might need some help. Sarah, thank you so much for all you do.
Thank you so much for helping spread the word. We are definitely partners in this. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much.